Well, honestly, I was kind of disappointed on everything just because if you look at the stats, you know, I have a perfect passer rating. I'm 2 for 2 in the NFL. You know, I can at least get, you know, a couple reps at practice here and there. That's something I'm just playing, so. You know, I'm glad you didn't tweet nothing yet. He's disappointed.
Welcome back to the show and back outside here at training camp as the Houston Texans now prepare and look forward to the Week 3 preseason game against the New Orleans Saints. And while neither Ryan Mallett nor Brian Hoyer really did much to separate themselves from each other in that game against the Broncos, head coach Bill O'Brien thought it was time to name his starter and wasted no time on Monday doing just that.
You know, we have put a lot of thought into this quarterback position. You know, from OTAs to the point now where we are, you know, about two games, you know, two preseason games, all those practices, everything into training camp. And we spoke to the quarterbacks this morning around 7:40, spoke to the team at 8, and we told the group, the quarterbacks first and then the team, that we're going to name Brian Hoyer the starting quarterback for our team right now.
Obviously excited. You know, it's been a lot of hard work that goes into this, and I think both Ryan and I both competed very hard. Obviously, a sense of excitement, a sense of accomplishment, I guess you would say, and realizing that it's just the beginning. You know, me being named the starter today doesn't mean that, you know, anything is going to be given to me. I have to go out and earn it every day, and you know, it's an honor and privilege to be able to do that. And from here on out, I got to go out and, you know, prove to my teammates, prove to everyone in this organization that I can be, you know, a winning starting quarterback for this team.
This is the third game of the preseason where we want to try to get into more of a regular season routine here and treat it as such, as a regular season game. And so I felt like it was very important to give Brian the chance to run our offense all week, knowing that he was the starter going into this game. Now, you know, this game will be treated the same way schematically. You know, we're not going to go into this game and basically show everything that we've been working on for the last 6 months, but we'll give him the chance to start the game and play with the offense for a while in this game. This was a very tough decision, you know, but that's why Bob McNair pays me what he pays me, to make tough decisions as far as who's playing on the field. And it was a very tough decision. And you know, a lot of people are probably going to ask me, was it a true competition? There's absolutely no doubt about the fact that it was a true competition. Both guys competed from day one. They both have a lot of respect for each other. They're both good teammates. They're both good in the locker room, smart guys. They're both good quarterbacks. You know, in the end, I thought that Brian showed me the most consistency, you know, the most composure in certain situations, the experience in our system, all those different things that go into the fact that I think he's ready to be our starter.
You know, when I talk to you guys after every practice this whether it was OTAs, minicamp, training camp, it was always come out, get better every day. And I think that's, you know, when you talk about consistency, it's not always easy. It's the, you know, going through the grind of training camp. You know, not everything's always perfect, but you always want to come back, bounce back, and try to get better each day. And I think that's, you know, kind of the consistency part to it.
Hoyer's done an incredible job, you know, coming in. You know, he's pretty familiar with the offense, but just coming in and working very hard, you know, to learn it as much as possible. He wasn't with us last year. You know, he's done a great job of making plays, taking control of the offense, you know, being a field general and protecting the football, you know, and that's all you can ask for. You know, he's a very great guy, you know, having a locker room. So looking forward to blocking for him.
A very underrated guy in the NFL. You know, he takes his teaching well. He's a guy that can convert the lessons in the classroom to the field, you know, and that's major when you're getting that guy in that position to be able to do that. You know, everything that we learn in the coaching sessions, in our film sessions, he's able to carry over. So it'll be huge for us.
He brings leadership to the table. He's been in this position before as a starting QB. He knows what it's like to have this pressure on him, say so. So I think, you know, he brings a lot of aspects to this team and to this offense.
I have a ton of respect for Ryan Mallett. I believe in him as a player. I believe in Ryan Mallett as a player. Last year we played 4 quarterbacks. And, you know, I use that as an example with him because I told him, I said, you know, you have to prepare every single week like you're the starter. You have to be ready to play at a moment's notice. And I believe that he understands that. I'm sure he doesn't agree with the decision, but I can tell you that he's a professional football player, and he'll handle himself in such a way that we all expect, you know, from him.
Yeah, obviously I'm disappointed. You know, I don't agree with it, but it's for the best of the team, so I'm just going to wait till my turn gets called. And, I mean, at some point it's going to happen this year. So we played four quarterbacks last year, so I'll do what I have to do to better the team. It's not a setback. I'm still part of a really good football team. You know, I play football for a living, so I don't look at it as a setback. Disappointed, yeah, angry, a little bit. You know, I thought I did enough to deserve a job, but it was not seen that way. So now, you know, I'll do what's best for the team.
So we should see some pretty significant playing time from Brian Hoyer on Sunday against the Saints, and we'll have more on that a little bit later on in the show. Right now, we just take another timeout, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll go to the other side of the ball, and I'll go one-on-one with rookie first-round draft pick Kevin Johnson. Stay with us.